We're learning Masechtas Eiruvin, Daf Yud Ches Omer Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Yud Ches Omer Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Baviel Adam, that Hashem brought Chava to Adam. Melamed, she'osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'shvinis to Adam Rishon. You see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was brought down to the people who bring the, who fear a person to the chuppah, who bring down a person to the chasana kala, to their chuppah, they're called she'shvinin. Who is the Shashvinim for Adam HaRishon? He didn't have a father or mother. HaKadosh Baruch himself was a Shashvinim. Malame is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shashvinim for Adam HaRishon. Rashi teaches what Shashvinim means. She'nishtadil b'chitunoi. That he works with his chasnil, osamchoi, osasik, with tzarech chesudas chuppah. That he works hard for chesudas chuppah, so that's part of Shashvinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Shashvinim for Adam. Mekan, we see him here, legodol sheyaseh shvinis lekatan. We see him here that a chashav person could be a shvina for a lesser person. Vayeralai, don't worry about it. It's very bakavadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself for Adam Rishon. Well, the man partzif. Behold, that was partzif. There was two faces back to back. Heimin ayoshag reisha. Who walked in the front? Who walked in the front? The zakon nekeva. Omer Nachman Yitzchak mestavra. To start with Zocha Sagav Reisha. The Zocha went first. Why? The time looked at the Braisa. Odam Achari Isha B'Derech V'Filu Yishtai. You're not to walk behind a woman, even if it's your wife. Nizdam Le'alai Gesher. If you're behind a woman on a bridge, you say, I cannot stop them. Try to get past her to the side. Chol Oiva Achari Isha B'Nahar. Anyone walks behind the Isha by the Nahar, Ein L'Chelek L'Abba. Has no Chelek L'Abba. So let's explain this Braisa. The first halacha is you shouldn't walk behind the isha. It's a chesaron tznius. This is a filah ishtoi. That's not a chesaron tznius. That's a gnai, Rashi says. That's not by cover they walk behind the wife. And then the last part of the halacha is that if you go achari isha benar, not only is it not tznius, not only is it gnai, it's even worse because since benar she picks up her begadim and you come to mistakel bevsara, therefore ein lecherek l'anabah. That's much worse darga. That's ein lecherek l'anabah. But upon them, since we find Indian of a gnai even after ishtoi. So therefore, if they were created that way, probably the Gemara says Mistavra that the Zocha went frontwards. Because they really is not back to, they're not going behind it because they're back to back. But Mistavra, since it's a Gnai, that the Zocha walked in front. Tana Rabbanan, Amratza Mayas to Isha, Miyodoi Liyodo, if someone gives money to Isha from his hand to her hand, Miyodoi Liyodo, from her hand to his hand, Bishvil Shistakaba, he does this in order to be able to gaze at her. Afilu doyme le Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he has mitzvahs and he's tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, shekibul Torah, that is mekabel Torah Mar Sinai, still lo yinak in Yisrael Gehenim. It will not help him. That chus will not help him to be safe from Gehenim. But Allah v'kos v'ayim, the Prophet says, yad li yad lo yinak ra, lo yinak medina shel Gehenim. Someone who does yad li yad in order to gaze at the isha, lo yinak medina shel Gehenim, will not be saved from Gehenim. Omer Rav Nachman, Menoyach was Shimshon's father. And the Gemara first in the Havim says, "Menoyach amaoratoya." Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Vayokam v'yelach menoyach acharishtai." And like we said, after a person's wife, he's not, it's not a rasha because no shalos nias, but it's a gnai. So he was amaorat. He didn't know this halacha. They shouldn't walk behind your wife. Menoyach didn't says, "Vayokam v'yelach acharishtai." So the Gemara then asks two other places that we find lashon acharishtai. And there we knew they were tzaddikim, so it can't be pshat that he walked behind his wife. Mask of Lord Nachman Yitzchak, El Miatek Abay Alkanah, by Alkanah, the father of Shmuel and the wife of Chana, the Chsiva Yael Alkanah Akre Ishtoi. Even though there's no pasuk like that, that's the Mucha, there's no pasuk like that. But Alkaponim, by Yelech, a husband of Chana. Oh, I said the wife of Chana, mother of Chana. What? Yeah, the husband of Chana and the father of Shmuel. Shkayach. It says in the pasuk he went after his wife, even though everyone's busy. It's not a pasuk really, whatever pasuk is. But Hachinami, you're going to say that Alkana was Amaris? We know Alkana was one of the Neviim. He wasn't Amaris. We got by Elisha, the chesiv Ayokam v'yelach achareha. It says by Elisha, v'yokam v'yelach achareha. Hachinami, yeah, we're talking about Ishnamis, yeah. And there it says also achareha. So Hachinami can't say Elisha is Amaris. Ella, what does it mean Achareha? It means Achare the Rabbah. It also means after her words. You know, by Menoyach it says also Achareha means his wife said, "Come see the Malach." So he went. Doesn't mean he went mamish behind her. Hachinami Achareha Rabbah. It's also so Menoyach. It's not a Raya. It's Amaris. Om Rav Ashi Lamaidam Rav Nachman Menoyach Amaris. In the Havamina that was saying that Menoyach was Amaris, Haya Afilu Bei Bar Bei Rav Lamaidam Lekari. He didn't even go to Chedet Lur Chumash. Why? The chsiv is really a raya from passing in Chumash that you shouldn't walk behind a isha. The chsiv atokim Rivka v'narisev at the kavna al gemalim. Rivka went and rode on the gemalim at the lachna achre ish. Smash with dafka achre ish loyof me ish. So if he walked behind the isha, it means he didn't learn Chumash. But the ma'aseh we said, it doesn't mean that, it just means achre atzasa. Omar Rav Yechanan, the last member about this inyan, Omar Rav Yechanan, achre ari. Now, this woman, not your wife, a different lady, a lady with Shiloh at Sneas. It's better to walk behind a lion, and not to walk behind the Isha, which is a chshash of Sneas, of Shiloh Sneas. Achre Isha, lay Achre Rechavim. You should walk behind the Isha rather than going behind the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is worse. Achre Rechavim, it's better to go behind the Avodah Zarah, lay Achre Beisak Knesset, Shiloh Shalom. But if someone walks by a shul with a davening, and he does not daven, and everyone knows he didn't daven yet, and he walks by the shul, he doesn't care about davening, that is worse than everything. It's like kaifer, the Baal Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamash, it's worse than Avodah Zarah, even Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Shenirik a kaifer, it looks like a kaifer, Sha'imin Machareh Ben Nechnas. He goes behind it, he doesn't go into the shul. Barav Yerim Elazar, Kol Oysim HaShonim, Shaya Adam Rishon Benidui, all those years that Adam Rishon was Benidui, that means that after Hashem gave him a klala, he was a Nidui for 130 years. So all those years of 130 years that he was a nidu because Hashem mezavakal him because he ate from Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed him because he ate from Eitz Hadas, those years, hoiled ruchim v'sheidim leilim. He gave birth to ruchim and sheidim and leilim, different type of mazikim, different type of like spiritual beings, whatever they are, or mazikim, whatever, we can't see them, alachim, different type of mazikim, sheidim, were born in all those years. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Vayichi Adam shalishim mashana." When Adam was 130 years, then he gave birth to a human. He was not giving birth to things that were b'tzalim lekim, things that were a human. So you see, he gave birth to all the type of beings. Adam Rishon was a big chassid. When he saw that he ate from the Eitz Hadas and he caused Misa to come to this world, Yoshav Betanis Meyav Shoshim Shana. He sat and he did not eat for 130 years. He didn't eat for 130 years, probably means by day. He had Tainis only at night. For 130 years, he fasted. And he separated himself from his wife for 130 years. He wore these thorns of fig trees on his body also for 130 years. For kaparo, the eitz meitz das. Some say the eitz das was ta'inim, and therefore used that for kaparo. Either way, he did all these sigufim to a tiny. He fasted. He put on this clothing, and he's purged from his wife, separated from his wife, all because of his averus. He was a big chassid. What do you see? He was separated from his wife. So how could he give birth to all those shadim? He wasn't even with his wife for 130 years. And for the Gemara, Ki Karmina, Anahu, B'Shichva Zara, the Chazal Onse, it came from Shichva Zara that he saw B'Oinis, and that's where those shadim Ruchim Lilim came from. So back to Yirmei Ben Loza, V'Amra Yirmei Ben Loza, Miksa Shvacha Sha'odam Eimer Lefanov, when a person gives Shvach to a person, he praises a person, in front of him, he only says part of it, but Kula Yishla Lefanov, but not in front of him, he says the whole praise. And what's the reason? Rashi says the reason is because he's in front of him, you give all that shvach. It looks like you are being, you're fawning him, you're machnef him, you're trying to make him feel good, you're faking it. But Shloim Fanav, he said the whole thing. What's the raya? From Noach. Mitzvah shvach of Fanav, when Hashem is talking to Noach, he says, Ki oyischa reisit tzadik lefanav daraza. Just a tzadik, don't say tamim. Tzadik from the cooler Shloim Fanav, he says, Basik, Noach is tzadik tamim hoyev daraza. See, now in front of him, we call him Ish Tzadik Tomim, a complete Tzadik. So you see, that in front of him, you should not give the full Shvach. Varam Yirmei Loza, Ma'idach Siv says in the Pasuk, also by Noach, after the Mabel, and they wanted to check out to see if the Mabel is, you know, dried up already, if the water dried up, he sent out a dove, and it says, V'hine ala zayis tarap afia. He had a olive branch in his mouth. Amra, Yoinathar Gaish Baruch. This is what dashing. Pia means, but Maimer Pia, this was a saying. Rabbi Shalom, Yim Mizayin Oisai, Merum Kazayis, let my Mizayinus be bitter like an olive, Umasurum be a decha, but you're the one to give it to me. Vayyu Mesukin Gadvash, and shouldn't be sweet like honey, but Tulum Yabas of Damas. You told it to other people. How do you know what tariff means mezoinus? Ksiv hacha tariff. Ksiv hacha matifeini lechem chugi. You see, tariff is loshon of mezoinus. And mafia means my mafia. So what he meant to say was, I'd rather have straight from a Kodesh Baruch Hu than to be mesukul dvash from other people. Bar yimer lozom. Kol bayis shenishmaam boy divrei Torah b'layla. Any house that has, that you hear divrei Torah at night singing from the study, shuv ein nechra. That house will not be charav. So now it's in the pasuk. Lo yomar aye elokai oisi. You're not going to say, where is Hashem who created me? Like, where is Hashem? I'm having so much sorrow. You're not going to say that. Who is that? Who will say that? Who won't say aye elokai oisi? A person who gives zmiros belayla, and we know zmiros means Torah. When someone gives zmiros belayla, Rashi says it picks layla because he can hear from far away there. But someone learns at night in his house. The Rambam says the best time to learn is at night. Then he's muftach that his house will not be destroyed. After Beis Hamikdash Shacharav, it's enough that we praise Hashem with two ICS. In the Beis Hamikdash, you had the Shema Mefirish that the Kohanim said. But after Beis Hamikdash Shacharav, the Kohanim cannot use the Shema Mefirish. Hashem said it's enough with two letters. Shnema kol hanashama, everyone to halul ka haluka with the shame ka, which is two oisiyos, will praise Hashem with those two oisiyos. Bar of Yemir Laz on the skala Bavel, when Bavel got a klala and got destroyed in the skala Shchenah, even the neighbors did not gain from that. They also had a klala. The skala Shomron, but near to show when Shomron, which was the place of Malchi Yisrael, when that got destroyed, still as a schus very Yisrael, the Baruch Shchenah. The neighbors gained from that thing. What is that? More explains. The Skala Bavel and Skala Shchenah, when Bavel got destroyed, the neighbors suffered. Why? Hashem said, we're going to make Bavel into a place, Mayrish Yerusha, a kippot for these wild birds. And they're going to disturb the neighbors. But the Skala Shemron is Baruch Shchenah. The neighbors gained from that. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Samti Shemron Le'ia, so that Shemron will come like an empty field, the midday kerem, to plant vineyards. So the neighbors gained. They have beautiful vineyards, grapes, and wine from next door. So you see the godless of Shomron, of Eretz Yisrael, that when they do get destroyed, at least the neighbors could gain from it.